I've been a book dealer for 25 years, and spent 17 of those years with a very big company in London called Maggs Brothers. And while there, I started to be interested in typography, which moved quickly into an interest in illustration and binding. And the next step, obviously, was private press books, which combine all of those things, and calligraphy and paper and fine print. And so I've been dealing in private press books probably for about 18 years now, as well as illustrated books. But the focus today is on the private presses. Well, it's not absolutely comprehensive because it's a massive topic. And so the idea is to give an introduction to private presses. So in depth, I'm going to be telling the stories of the first three great presses of the private press movement, the Kelmscott, the Doves Press, and the Ashendene Press. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the presses that came between the wars, and the major ones which influenced people beyond, limiting it to those, which were Gregunog and Golden Cockerel Press. And then looking at three particular presses that illuminate how things have moved today. And two of those presses are from Canada, appropriately, and one from North America. So really just sort of covering very vaguely the private press movement. Yeah, there was a movement. It all moved in a particular direction, which is now used today, in that the first premise was typography. That's how William Morris really started. And then it moved. Then you have the Doves Press, which is pure typography, but using calligraphy. So there was an idea of lettering. And then the Ashendene Press, which was, again, typographically based. I mean, fundamentally, there's all sorts of other things with the use of calligraphy. But at the end of the Ashendene Press, we see one particular book, which was, to me, is the turning point when he started to use really good quality wood engravings by an expert engraver. And this is Gwen Raverat. And that moved into Gregunog and Golden Cockerel Press, really became more like books with art in them. And that's how presses really are today. So you can see the progression. I mean, obviously, the Kelmscott Press had art in it, but that was not the focus. It was not. It was all combined. Whereas gradually it became separate plates, very beautifully printed. But that's what people are really doing now, integrating in illustration and text, but with this kind of focus on the artist as much as the printer. I think people will always love books, and there is a sort of now flatlining of sales of e-books. But I do think that the future, particularly of book collecting, is the book as an object. And the private press books are the perfect illustration of that, you know, that everything is pleasure. And, you know, not just the text, which are usually very carefully chosen, as we've said, the illustration, the paper, the feel, the binding, everything. So I do think that that is how book collecting is going to go. And, you know, as they say that, you know the word is over. Everything's about pictures and images now, which is not to say that people are dumbing down. They just want more. And the private presses perfectly exemplify this move, you know. Yes, I think it is to a certain extent the future of book production now. What people will want to collect that's being produced now is not going to be text. It's going to be things of beauty.